Summit and Wasatch County students start creating your works of art. Christy Henderson of the Kimball Arts Center says submissions are due between April 3rd and the 7th, and the theme is what dreams are made of.
And they need to drop it off at the Kimball, and it has to be ready to be displayed. So if it's a painting or a picture, it needs to be framed. Obviously, if it's a sculpture or something else, it just needs to be ready to be seen by lots of people. It needs to follow the theme, and they need to be from those counties and K through 12. That's the criteria. And in the past, we've gotten, you know, up to 500 pieces of art. So we're really excited for it. It takes us a while to hang them all. So it's important that the kids get them to us by April 7th so that we can have it up in time for the show, which starts April 12th.
Both two- and three-dimensional art is accepted. Plus, says Henderson, a new feature this year, a photography contest.
We're also doing a photography contest, and that is with the Canyons, and that is called Dream Day at the Canyons. And the kids can take a picture of what their dream day would look like at the Canyons, whether that's a big pile of French fries at lunch, or doing a jump, or throwing a snowball, or making a snow sculpture, you know, whatever that is. And they can submit their photographs to the Kimball at submitdreams@kimballartcenter.org. And they need to do that by March 24th. So that deadline's coming up.
There are prizes just for the photography contest. Henderson explains they are very nice prizes.
There are 12 winners who will be chosen, and their artwork will be hung as part of the contest, and they also win season passes to Canyons for the 2014-15 season. So there are some great prizes at stake there.
That's Christy Henderson of the Kimball Arts Center. Again, those deadlines are March 24th for the Canyons photography and April 7th for other art submissions, again, for the Wasatch Back Student Art Show. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.